Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. It's official. Boston's Police Commissioner Ed Davis is stepping down as the city's top cop. Davis has led the Boston Police Department for 7 years, and it's not yet clear what he'll do next. WBUR's Bruce Gellerman reports.
Even though news that the commissioner was resigning leaked over the weekend, there was still a sense of drama as Ed Davis walked into the standing room only media room at Boston Police Headquarters in Roxbury.
The truth of the matter is it's time for me to try other things. I have some great opportunities, and I've done everything I can here. I've accomplished more than I expected, and so I'm very satisfied that this is a time for me to leave.
During his tenure as commissioner, violent crime decreased in Boston by 30%, and Davis won high praise and rose to national prominence for his leadership and calm demeanor in the aftermath of the Boston Marathon bombings. It wasn't long afterwards, he said, that he began thinking about leaving his post. Just before the summer, he told Mayor Tom Menino of his intentions. Davis says his wife and three children also played a role in his decision.
They've had to suffer through this very public job. They're very excited that I'm leaving and actually a little relieved, if I'll tell you, a little relieved.
57-year-old Davis plans to stay in Boston, saying he's looking at several positions, including a fellowship offer at Harvard University. But he wouldn't comment on speculation he's in the running for a federal post. In a written statement, Mayor Tom Menino thanked Davis for his, quote, tremendous work, and announced he would appoint an interim commissioner until a new mayor picks a permanent replacement. Davis's resignation comes one day before the preliminary election to succeed Menino. 5 of the 12 candidates have said they would not keep Davis on, saying he had not done enough to hire and promote minorities in the Boston Police Department. Today, Davis defended his record.
The controversy that's been in the papers recently has had no effect on my leaving this department in any way, shape, or form. My command staff that I promote myself is 42% of people of color and diversity. I'm proud of that record.
Sure, I'll miss him. Not only did he promote me, but he's also a great mentor as well.
Deputy Superintendent of Police William Gross is African-American. He wears 4 stars on each shoulder. He's steadily risen through the ranks under Commissioner Ed Davis and has been mentioned as a possible replacement. Today he showed off his diplomatic skills when asked if he wants the job.
I will never pass down the opportunity to help the department or the city. How about that one?
As for Commissioner Ed Davis, after almost 4 decades in law enforcement, he said there is one thing he'll miss.
And so when I drive down the street, a month from now and I see somebody committing a crime, it's going to be very difficult not to jump out of the car. But that's the hardest part of this.
Davis plans to leave the Boston Police Department in 30 to 60 days. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bruce Gellerman.